you think this country at this time needs something that it hasn't got?
Yes.
What does it need?
Rock 92.3, Mount Pleasant.
WMMI Shepherd and Translator W222CP. Rebroadcasting WMMI AM 830. Buck 92.3, a Latitude Media Station.
Where country legends live.
Kick off your boots and turn it up. It's time for New Local Country First.
I do love country music.
You're kicking country on Buck 92.3, where country legends live.
You're listening to Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com. Kicking country and keeping it local. I got a special guest today with me, Kay Harper. Kay, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Gotta love this Michigan weather. One day it's 50 and the next day it snows. So Can't beat Michigan winters.
No, we're in the fake spring mode right now today.
Yeah.
Next week it's going to get cold again.
Yep. How did you first get into country music?
Well, country music has always been a part of my life. One of my earliest memories is playing the lava game with my Patsy Cline cassette tape and just running around the living room on the couches, listening to Walking After Midnight and Crazy. So the influence really came from my mom and her side of the family, which was a strong farming family. So that's where it all started.
That's awesome. Was there a moment when you knew this is what you wanted to do?
You know, that's such a good question. I don't think there was one defining moment. Music has always been there. I remember being little and making up simple songs about the leaves changing colors and stuff.
Yeah.
And then writing has always been there too, because I've always been like writing poems through school, you know, creative writing in high school. I was a really great writer and I always loved to sing. I was in choir. I think the spark that made me actually chase it finally after all the years of singing and dreaming was when I hit 30, because I know 30 is young to a lot of people, but to me it was like, okay, we're crossing a new hill here in a new era of my life. It's now or never mode. And mm-hmm. That's when I really started chasing it.
You know, I've heard a lot of people say that too, is I'm going to bet on myself and I'm going to do it this way, you know, and I'm going to do it right now. So that's pretty neat.
Absolutely.
Who were your biggest musical influences growing up?
Well, from the early age, elementary years, it was all the great country staples like Loretta Lynn, Patsy Cline, Johnny Cash, George Jones. That's what my family listened to. And, you know, that's that early exposure gave me a spark for music. That's now, being a 90s kid, growing up through, you know, fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade, I was in the Britney Spears era and Christina Aguilera era.
Yeah.
So if you listen to me sing live, you'll see that my influences are many. It's not actually just country. I have influences in pop from growing up in the 90s. I have influences from my younger adult years, finding things like CCR and Bob Seger.
Yep.
That all really shaped me a lot.
And if someone's never heard your music before, how would you describe your sound?
Yeah, I'm definitely like the baby of Chris Stapleton and Adele. I've heard a lot of comparisons to them.
Okay. That's pretty interesting, but that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
And
it's like soulful power voice, yeah. A little grit here and there. Yeah.
What does being local artist mean to you?
To me, it means not only trying to make your own dream come true, but supporting others. I've actually found a higher purpose, I think, in the last couple of years doing this.
Okay.
I'll try not to get emotional here, but like, for example, I've made a lot of friends that, you know, fans, but uh-huh. They're my friends. I've always been kind of an introvert person, and this has forced me out of my comfort zone and to make these friends. And a lot of these people have dreams of their own. I have a friend who writes poetry. He's a great writer. I have another friend who sends me clips of him singing, and I encourage him to put it out there because he's good. And also, if I don't have a show, I like to promote other musicians' shows in my town because
yeah. We're
all trying to make it. Financially, we're all trying to make our dreams come true and spread positivity and light. So beyond myself, I have found a higher calling to support others in the community.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite place around here to play or write music? Like in Michigan or like, you know, is there a favorite place that you like to play at? Is there like a favorite place that you like to write music at? Or, you know, because like a lot of the guys that I talk to that do hunting, they said they find a lot of inspiration when they're sitting in their hunting blinds.
You know, mine is probably so mundane compared to other people because I'm a mom and a housewife and I honestly don't have a lot of time to myself. I'm trying to balance work and life. So it's actually a lot of my songs are written at home, you know, stories about perseverance and digging deep to reach your goals. And also I have written songs about, you know, housework and the mom life of feeling unappreciated. And a lot of it is just inspiration from my daily life through the mundane things like having bills and looking for a sign from God that you're on the right path.
Yep. Is there one song that you've written that means the most to you?
Right now, for sure, it's Freight Train. That was my first song that I released August 2024, and it did really awesome. It got a lot of traction. I'm at, I think, like 30,000 streams, which for an independent small artist, I'm just blown away.
Yeah.
People seem to resonate with it a lot because it's about feeling like a black sheep in a crowd, having a dream but not knowing how to get there. But you get on track, you have your goal in sight, and nothing can stop you.
And do your songs come from personal experiences or storytelling or a mixture of both?
Right now, most of them are definitely from life experience. The last couple of years, I've really matured a lot, growing older and just seeing what's worth it in life and what's not. Uh-huh. You know, the daily worries, like let the small things go. There's so much more important things. Tomorrow's not promised. So a lot of my songs are definitely that.
Yeah.
I do have a song coming out in April that is a little bit more of a storytelling song as far as the nightlife in a honky tonk.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't get to go out a lot, but when I do, we have a good time.
Yeah. What is your songwriting process like? Do you do the lyrics first or do you do the melody first?
Usually most of my songs, I found a chord progression that felt good. Mm-hmm. I'm very much a left-brained writer and thinker. So it feels good. It has a good vibe. Based on the chord progression, you can generally tell the mood of the song, and then a line will hit me and I'll stick to that line and I'll just keep writing around that line. I just completed a new song like a month ago. Okay. It's a love song and my husband helped me with one line, but I'll give him his credit.
Yeah, give him his credit, huh?
And he helped me finish the song out. So it's very case by case, but most of them are written that way. Chord progression first that hits, and then one line sticks out and you kind of just start writing around it and filling it out.
We'll be right back with more Kay Harper.
Hey, this is Kay Harper and you're listening to Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com.
A pocket full of change and a rundown beater, going nowhere fast. Feeling like a black sheep trapped with the herd, a finger in the air trying to get the last word.
Country. We'll be right back on Buck 92.3, where country legends live.
The Isabella Conservation District spring tree, shrub, and fruit tree sale is going on now. The deadline for orders is April 6th, and the trees and shrubs will be ready for pickup on April 24th at the Isabella County Fairgrounds. For more information and order forms, visit isabellaconservationdistrict.org. Quantities are going fast, so don't delay. Additional shrubs and trees may be available for order after the deadline. Check with the conservation office at 989-772-5927, extension 3 for availability. Also, mark your calendars for tire recycling on June 13th, as well as household hazardous waste collection on June 20th. Please note that due to funding cuts, there will not be an electronic waste collection this spring. Take advantage of the spring tree, shrub, and fruit tree sale to add beauty and sustainability to your landscape at a very affordable price. Remember, the deadline to order is April 6th, and pickup will be in time for spring planting. Isabella Conservation District, keeping Isabella County beautiful.
Welcome back to Kickin' Country. Country first on Buck 92.3, where country legends live.
Now back to our interview with Kay Harper. What can fans expect when they come to one of your shows?
It depends on the show. So you come see me as a solo or a duo in a smaller restaurant or bar, you're going to get a more intimate experience. Songs that might, you know, show off different sides of me, not just always country. Mm-hmm. I do a mix. And then my bigger shows, like what's coming up at the Honky Tonk, we're going to have full-on energy. We're going to have our guitarist doing killer solos, our drummer so strong, my powerhouse vocals, a lot of fast-paced songs, you know, for line dancing and that kind of vibe. So come to the solo duo if you want a more chill vibe. And then you want a party, come on out to the full band, you know. Yeah.
Do you remember your first live performance? Whether it was in high school or at church or any, do you like that very first one? Do you remember it?
I have a couple. Yeah. Very, very first one. I actually have a picture of it. Was at a church. I was the angel that came down to tell everyone about Jesus.
Yeah.
And I had a little singing solo. I remember that. That was probably like third grade. And then in middle school, one of my first performances since that was, I did talent shows, seventh and eighth grade at Napoleon Middle School. And I used to have the biggest nerves. I used to shake and I would sing and it wouldn't sound as good as when I was by myself because I was so shaky and sweating and my heart would palpitate. And that went into my adult years, and forcing myself to perform these last couple years actually helped get rid of that. So
what's been your most memorable show so far?
Let's see, my most memorable show so far, I would probably say last fall, performing at the Hillsdale County Fair in the Nichols Band Shell. I had my full band, but I also had Bob Pogue, who is a local steel guitar player. He plays many instruments. And I just love having that steel guitar with us.
Yeah, the steel guitar is a special instrument.
Yeah. It's like a whining guitar and it just hits you different, you know? Yeah. So that was really special. And even though we were on the side stage last year, it just felt like I was finally kind of starting to make it, you know?
If you could open for any country artist, who would it be?
I laugh because hands down, my favorite, and I already said his name. I'm a little bit of a fangirl. Chris Stapleton, hands down.
He does put on a great show.
Oh my gosh, best live vocals I've ever heard.
I got to see him at the Soaring Eagle Casino, Mount Pleasant, so it was a great show.
And him and his wife and the chemistry and her background harmonies, it's just, I would open for him. I would sing with him in a heartbeat.
Now, this is a favorite question that I like to ask. It's kind of a goofy question, but it's a fun question. Road trip snack of choice.
Oh my gosh. Road trip snack of choice. You got me pausing and thinking about it because I'm trying not to snack right now. I'm such a snacker.
Yeah.
So I would say I would go hot and spicy Cheez-Its.
Those are good too. I like those ones and
those
I like
are
the
so
extra.
Good.
Yeah. That and the extra toasty ones. I like those ones too.
Yes. Oh my gosh. And then you get the seasoning all over your fingers, being a fatty, licking your fingers.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yep. Yep. I know exactly what you're talking about. And here's another one that
is like, I don't know. It's a great question, but it's a hard question. Favorite country song of all time.
Oh my gosh. I just told someone the other day, I was like, when someone asks you your favorite song of all time, how do you do that? There's so many good songs.
And that's,
let me think,
you know, that's, you know, I'll give you mine too, you know, so that way you can, you can get mine. But, it is a difficult one because like the mid 70s to the like 2005 is like the genre of country music that I really enjoy. There's so many great songs during that era that it's like hard to choose, but I always keep going back to one song, and I'll give you my song after you give me yours.
Okay. All right. This is so hard. I'm going to pick this one because it reminds me of where I came from. It reminds me of my grandpa's farm. It reminds me of my grandpa, and it actually inspired me to write my own song about my family farm. And that would be Travis Tritt, Where Corn Don't Grow.
Okay.
Just because of the reference to the farm life, the hard way of life. I grew up on a farm. I was the kid in the field pulling weeds, driving the tractor. Yeah. And you always wonder about the other side. Is the grass greener on the other side? And no, the grass is greener where you water it.
Yep.
Life is hard no matter where you go. And you got to find the perseverance to dig your way out of whatever hardships you're going through, you know?
Yeah. My all-time favorite song is The Dance by Garth Brooks.
Okay.
That's definitely
legendary.
Yeah, that's my favorite country song. But my all-time favorite song is Mary Jane's Last Dance by Tom Petty.
Oh, you get down to that one, huh?
Well, I got to meet him back in 2003, somewhere in there. I got to meet him down in Ohio.
Oh.
So
nice.
I was really good friends with his wife, Dana. I was really good friends with her uncle. So we got to meet him.
Did you get to hear it live?
Yeah. Yeah, I got
and
to
it
hear
was
it.
Great, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I got to hear it live a couple times. But
I can imagine. Yeah.
Yeah. Garth Brooks, The Dance is like one of my favorite country songs of all time.
Nice.
What is your biggest goal you're chasing right now?
This one is hard because it's kind of like a twofer. On one hand, I am just chasing to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is the only thing I'm honestly good at. You know, I had children young. I dropped out of college. Like music is my thing. Singing is my thing. Writing is my thing. So on one side, I just want to be heard and continue releasing music, which is hard to do.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, I do seek, like the dream is to make it. And by making it, I mean being able to provide a better life for my family.
Yeah.
We've had a really hard year. So I just wish that I'll do this no matter what. It's like the Luke Combs song. If I weren't doing this, I'd still be doing this. But my ultimate dream and prayer is to be able to help my family.
Yeah, that's awesome. What advice would you give other local musicians just starting out?
Oh my gosh, just do it. Just go for it. Don't let your doubts and insecurities hold you back. I always say the only thing holding you back is yourself. I mean, yes, there's logistics. There's sometimes you got to put money into gas to get to your gig, or like you have to put up the money to record your music, but just do it. Just do whatever you can at the time. Work on honing in on your craft and finessing your skills, and just spread light out there because things are looking a little dark for a lot of people. And I just think we all should be brought together by music and dreams.
And we all
have that in common, you know?
Yeah. And the best part about it is you just never know who might be watching.
Oh, absolutely. It just takes one person to really believe in you that has a connection or whatever, even just the fire in your soul from having someone believe in you.
Yeah.
It's really something.
Where can people hear or stream your music?
So I'm on all major streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music. You can go to YouTube and see my lyric videos. So Kay Harper on any platform. Freight Train is out. Give Me a Sign is out. Backwoods is out. I have Honky Tonk Style coming out in April. So I'm just going to keep fighting for this thing.
Yeah. Like I said, where can, you know, you already gave all that, but where can fans follow you on social media? Are you on like Facebook, all of them?
Yeah. I mean, I'm on all of them, but I'm most active on Facebook. I put all my events there. I'm working on being better at social media. That's one of my weak spots.
I'm terrible with it too.
I do have Instagram. I know, it's awful. I'm one of those people, like, I don't want to show a picture of what I'm eating for lunch every day.
Yeah.
I don't, want to put more value in my phone than in the time of my kids.
Yep.
But when you're chasing your dream, it is kind of a business and you have, so I'm working on getting better at that. But Facebook is my main area, Kay Harper. Email me, kharperofficial@gmail.com. Yeah.
Kay, I want to thank you for coming on and giving us a little background on who Kay Harper is. And I appreciate you coming on. And we'll do this again soon, I hope. And I will definitely be getting out to one of your shows this summer.
Sounds good, Jeremy. I'll have to come visit you sometime in Mount Pleasant.
Yeah, anytime. And we'll get you in the studio and have all kinds of fun.
Heck yeah, let's do it. Thanks so much, Jeremy.
You're welcome. And that was Kicking Country and Keeping It Local right here on Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com.
Hey, this is Kay Harper, and you're listening to Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com.
Sounds, hometown voices, and new country you heard here first. Wherever the road takes you this week, Buck 92.3's got the soundtrack. Be good to each other, and we'll catch you next Sunday.
Where our country legends live, Buck 92.3. 2.3 Mountain.